Good morning. How is everyone doing? Are you already gutom? Gutom na po ba kayo? Kasi nasa oras tayo na we are nearing the lunch time. But I hope that you would lend me your complete attention. And whether you are married or still single, it is my prayer that this message would be a help to you. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and the verse is 25. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. I shall be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Now turn to chapter 6 of the same book, Ephesians chapter 6. This time we shall read verse 4. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of His word, and may the Lord bless us as we study it. Napakahalaga po nitong bahagi na ating pag-aaralan sa umagang ito, the pastor as a servant, how the gospel equips us to serve our wives and children. You see, we are in the portion of this book of Ephesians where Paul is bringing down to the practical level the rich gospel instructions that he has already given in the previous chapters. For example, let me give you one good example of what I am talking about in verse in chapter 2. Let us all be reminded of our previous life before our encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Verse 3, among them, we too all formerly live in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, there was a time that we were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, ito po yung, this is what made the difference in your life and in my life as Christians. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him as and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not of yourselves, it is the grace, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, but that no one should boast. For we are His workmanship. And so the target, the goal, is not only to save us. God's goal in saving us is to create within us Christ likeness. That's what verse 10 is telling us. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So, nung ililigtas tayo ng ating Panginoong Diyos, ang layunin niya, his purpose, is not only to secure eternity for us. His ultimate goal is to change us. His ultimate goal is to transform us to the image of his dear Son. And so, we must understand, we must be reminded that this gospel that we have received does something in us. This gospel changes us. This gospel changes our identity. This gospel changes our lifestyle. This gospel changes our homes. God turns us into new people. We are new creatures or creation in Christ Jesus. Now, ano ang ibig sabihin nun? Kung yung ebanghelyo na ito ay so powerful that it introduces change sa buhay natin, ano ang ibig sabihin nun? Ano yung practical demonstration nung pababago na yon na dinala ng ebanghelyo? That means that we ought to be new husbands. That means that women ought to be new wives, new fathers, new mothers. We have new loves. Yun po ang nangyari. Nagdala hindi lang ng pagbabago, the gospel, as we experience it, brings radical change in your life and in my life, you see. Now, paano natin ito dadalhin sa level natin bilang mga pastor? Paano natin ito ma-appreciate bilang mga pastor? Muli uulitin ko yung ating title, The Pastor. This is the topic that was assigned to me. The Pastor as a Servant. Gaano natin kadalas nare-realize that we are servants? Because most of the time, when we use the title pastor, what we have in mind is a position of authority. You see, yun yung nasa isip natin. I am the pastor, I am the authority. But that is not so. Hindi po ganun ang ipinauunawa sa atin ng banal na kasulatan, especially in the context of Ephesians. Yes, we are the head. But how are we going to perform that role? We are to rule by love and in love. It's a loving rulership. It's a loving leadership. At ang unang-unang dapat makaramdam nun, makadama nun, is our family. More than anyone else. Yung atin munang mga anak, yung atin munang mga asawa, ang unang maka-appreciate nung pagbabago na dinala ng Panginoong Diyos sa ating mga buhay. We are indeed pastors. We are God's ministers. But what do ministers do? Ministers are supposed to serve. Amen? Nandun yun. Minister. We are supposed to be ministering. We are supposed to be serving. And if you are a senior pastor, what does that mean? That means that you are the chief servant. Amen? Hindi ibig sabihin na ikaw ang more authoritative kasi ikaw yung senior pastor. Ang ibig sabihin lang noon, meron kang mas mabigat na responsibility to serve. We ought to give an example of how it is to serve. That's what ministers do. Now, meron dalawang diin dito. How the gospel equips us to serve our wives and our children. Let me begin with our children. It is very, very important for us to be reminded that the goal of Christian parenting is for us, particularly for us fathers, to lead our children to another father. We are to lead our children to the eternal father, to the faultless father, to the perfect father, to an ever faithful father. Mas seryoso yon in relation to me, because 7 years ago I have been diagnosed with chronic kidney disease. So I had to undergo dialysis for 2 years. Only by the grace of God, I was given an opportunity for, I would call, second life. So doon ko na-realize that life is short. As much as I want to always be there for my children, I cannot. So I must point them to the one and to the only one that could promise, I will never ever leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. What they need more than you is God, the eternal Father, the one and the only one who is able to carry them and to carry them through. And it is our responsibility. Let me go back to our context. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. So before you are a father, before you are a mother, you are a child. You are a child of God. At sapagkat ikaw ay anak ng Diyos, at sapagkat kung if they are saved, ang ating mga anak ay anak din ng Diyos, kinakailangan ipakilala natin siya ng mas malalim sa kanila. Brethren, we, as ministers of the gospel, are to fulfill the Great Commission. We are to make disciples of all nations. And when we say all nations, that includes your children. Ang unang-una mong responsibility ay ang iyong mga anak. It is very sad. It is very unfortunate to see many ministers who have time for everyone except their own children. You are a father to everyone but to your children. It is sad. Lagi kang available sa lahat maliban sa sarili mong mga anak. And many of them are longing longing for your attention. They're longing for your presence. They're longing for your guidance. Nasaan tayo ng pinakakailangan tayo ng ating mga anak? We ought to serve our children. Where do we start? You know what? We should start with a sincere repentance before them. Forgive me, my son. Forgive me, my daughter. Ang dami-dami kong pagkukulang sa iyo. Kinakailangan kang maging honest, kinakailangan kang maging transparent sa kanila. What value is there in saving the whole world but neglecting our own children? The Great Commission, brethren, begins in our own home. The Great Commission begins with our own children. We must assume that responsibility to saturate our family with the scriptures of truth. You love to use, we have noticed that you love to use the term marinate. We are to marinate them. Parang nagbabarbecue lang. Amen. In our case, we would use the term immerse. We are to immerse them in the truth about God and in the truth of His holy word. Sapagkat kung hindi ikaw ang gaganap noon, something else or someone else would occupy their mind and their heart. Robert William Dale once said, he was a British minister of the 1800s, parents should care more for the loyalty of their children to Christ than for anything besides. More for this than their health, more for this than their intellectual vigor and brilliance, more for this than their material prosperity, their social position, their exemption from great sorrows and great misfortunes. Gaano kahalaga para sa iyo ang salita ng Diyos? Ano ang ultimate na goal mo para sa mga anak mo at para sa asawa mo? The only treasure that can never perish is God Himself. I am thy exceeding and great reward. He alone. He alone. Can sustain your children. Kanina lang narinig natin, di ba? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For I have money. for I have accomplished a lot. No, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Do not deny our children the great opportunity to know this great God. After all, our children are gifts from God, loaned by God. Amen? Hindi sila atin, pahiram lang sa atin. Kung hiram, iingatan natin. We as parents have the holy calling to be the primary disciple makers of our children. Bonhoeffer, a German theologian and martyr, once said, "It is from God that parents receive their children. It is to God that they should lead them." Galing sa Diyos, uuwi sa Diyos. Of God, through God, to God are all things, including our precious and dear children. To God be the glory forever. Amen. Hindi sila para sa atin. Hindi sila nandyan for our own glory. Nandyan sila para magdala ng pinakamatataas na kaluwalhatian sa ating Diyos. And it is a serious responsibility on our part. Very, very serious. How gracious are we with our children? Provoke not your children to wrath, to anger. And more often than not, mga kapatid, we do not allow our children to be normal people with normal challenges. Pastor's kid ka, so you're supposed to act like this, dress like that, speak like this. And for you to do otherwise is unforgivable sin. Marami sa mga anak natin hate everything about the church because of us. Hindi natin hinahayaan na yung gospel ay maranasan nila. Alam kaya nila na kung sakaling mag-fail sila, ay mayroong magulang na gayak tanggapin sila? That your love for them is unconditional in the same manner that God's love for you is unconditional. We withdraw our love. when they fail to meet our standard. Hindi ka pala anak honor eh. Nakaka-disappoint ka. Para naman naging honor ka nung nag-aaral ka. Di ba raw for ka? And by doing that, and by having that kind of attitude, we are giving place to the devil. We are creating an occasion for anger, you see. Brethren, true love never fails. True love bears all things. True love believes all things. True love endures all things. True love never fails. Yun yung illustration ng prodigal son. Na kahit ka mag-fail, tumakbo ka dito, and I will embrace you. No questions asked. Just come. Just come. Oh, mga kapatid, sobra tayong maunawain sa lahat maliban sa ating pamilya. We must all be reminded that our God is a God of second chances. Kung hindi welcome sa tahanan mo ang mga makasalanan, saan sila kaya tatakbo? I always say, it is ironic and laughable. Pagka mayroong hospital na mayroong sign sa harapan, bawal ang may sakit dito. Napakalungkot din kung sa ating simbahan at lalo na sa ating tahanan, which is a church in miniature, hindi welcome ang nagkakamaling miyembro nito. Let me move on. The gospel equips us to serve our wife also. We must remember that our marriages, though imperfect as they are to be a picture, a living drama to our congregation and to the watching world of the loving relationship between Christ and the church. Everything points us back to Christ. Kasama na ang ating relationships. More specifically, our relationship with our wife. At this point, let me show you a short video clip.
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Symbols, shadows, parables. Sometimes this is about that. Flowers are about love. Signatures are about promises. Fireworks are about celebrations. Poppies are about war. And marriage is about the Christian gospel. This mystery is profound, says Paul, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. So the wedding begins with the groom waiting at the front. He has pursued his bride and won her, and now he just has to wait. And when she eventually comes in, the whole room stands and stares at her beauty, her immaculate dress, pure and white and spotless. She gets presented to him, and they declare that they have no other partners. They hold hands. They make promises to have and to hold, for better, for worse, forsaking all others as long as we both shall live. They exchange rings, signs of the covenant promises they have just made. They sign their names and make their vows legal. Then, as the ceremony concludes, they walk back out again, united as one. Everything he has is hers, and everything she has is his. Everybody celebrates with a meal. Later, they will express their physical union and share all of their possessions. She even takes on his name. Two have become one. And all this is about that. Jesus has made his people ready. His death for our sins has made us beautiful, pure, white, and spotless. We are given to him and to nobody else. We make promises to each other. Never will I leave you or abandon you, says Jesus, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. And we reply to him, I will forsake all other gods as long as we both shall live. There is an exchange of gifts. God gives us his Spirit. There is a legal declaration. God says we are righteous in his sight. We walk on, united as one. Everything he has, his love, his power, his goodness, becomes ours. And everything we have, our sin, our shame, our past, becomes his. Everybody celebrates with a meal, bread and wine. We express our physical union through baptism in water. We give him access to all our possessions. We even take on his name and his identity. We become Christians. Two have become one. This is about that.
Failure to see the connections between marriage and the gospel weakens our ability to model that relationship, hence undermining our ability to effectively present the gospel. Pagka hindi mo talaga naintindihan, if we fail to appreciate, really appreciate this picture, hindi tayo magiging effective sa pagde-demonstrate ng ebanghelyo. Hindi palaging ang ebanghelyo ay ipinapangaral. Pwedeng ang ebanghelyo ay idine-demonstrate. At wala nang pinakamagandang demonstration yan kundi kung paano mo tinatrato, how you serve your wife. Go back with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Let me read this once more. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. The operative words in this text are the words love and the words even us. Yun yung mahalagang mga salita dito sa text na ating binasa. Husbands, love your wives. Now, there is no single definition of the word love in the original language in Greek. It has many different nuances. In the days of Paul, there were at least four main words being used which are pertinent to our study. The first one is familiar to many of us. The word eros, sexual love. It is a sexual and passionate kind of love. It is a kind of love, but it is not the love that we are talking about here in Ephesians, you see. Ang malungkot po, ito lang, parang ito lang yung alam na uri ng pag-ibig ng marami, lalong-lalo na sa sanlibutan. In fact, they celebrate it. They celebrate this kind of love. The unbelieving world even glories in its marvelous romances. Nothing is said about the fact that a man has been unfaithful to his wife or that he has already forsaken his children. We have the right love at the wrong time is a favorite theme song of many. Tama naman yung pag-ibig natin eh. Kaya lang mali yung panahon. Pero regardless, ipaglaban natin ito. You and I against the world. Hindi po yun yung uri ng pag-ibig na pinag-uusapan natin dito. Ang pangalawa ay yung phileo kind of love, brotherly love. The third one would be the storge love or familial love. Pero ang pinag-uusapan natin dito ay ang agape kind of love, unconditional, sacrificial love. This love is more than a feeling. I have been a pastor for already 24 years. I have been married for 25 years. We just celebrated our silver wedding anniversary last December. We had to celebrate it. I had to insist that we celebrate it. You know why? Because in all probability, I won't be there to celebrate our golden wedding anniversary. Because again, I am a kidney transplant. Walang guarantee. Gusto kong sabihin uli sa aking asawa. And at the same time, I wanted to take that opportunity to remind myself of the covenant that I have made with her. Hindi lang siya occasion for us to celebrate and eat together. For me, it was more serious than that. Agape, unconditional, sacrificial love. It is more than a feeling. Sabi ko kanina, years ago, somebody asked for a counseling session. Sabi niya, Pastor, nagpa-fall out of love na ako sa asawa ko. Bakit? Pastor, di ba natural lang yun? Kasi nag-fall in love ako sa kanya minsan eh. So ngayon, ang kabaligtaran, nagpa-fall out of love na ako. And so I had to remind her, babae siya. I had to remind her that biblical love is more than a feeling. It is an act of the will. For God agapao the world. He gave his only son. But I say unto you, agapate your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Wala yatang masyadong feeling na involved kung ang iibigin mo, kaaway mo, but love them anyway. The Apostle Paul, no less, exemplified this agape kind of love. When he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and the verse is 15, and I will very gladly spend and be spent, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. There is that joy. There is joy in loving the agape way. Mayroong ligaya who, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God. Joy in the midst of excruciating pain. Wow! How can it be that thou, my God, should die for me, the rebellious me, the selfless me? That's how this God loves us. He loves us in spite of us. At yun yung example na binigay sa atin ni Paul. By the way, si Paul, as far as we know, walang asawa. Could I hear an amen from the singles corner? Oh, meron din palang applicable sa inyo, di ba? But may I add, as per Albert Mohler's suggestion and recommendation, based from the Word of God, kung nagpapastor ka, mas magandang maghanap-hanap ka na. Look around. Karamihan pala dito, lalaki. I will. That's what he said. I will. I will very gladly spend and be spent. Hindi pwedeng umiibig ka, pero bili mo ako nyan, bili mo ako nyan. Ang gastos ah. Ginagawa na tayong piggy bank. Or ATM. I will. Just two short words. But two words of immense dedication and commitment. The Apostle Paul did not say, I think I love you. He did not say, I might love you. Nor did he say, I will try to love you. He said, walang kurap, I will very gladly spend and be spent. I love you. Based on this, we could say that this attitude, this I will attitude is a mindset. Hindi mo kinakapa yung pakiramdam mo. It is a mindset. It is a determination of the heart. You resolve in your heart that I will love only you. It is a personal and holy determination to uphold selflessness and kindness independent of your wife's behavior. You are there not to get something from her. You are there to bring, to add something to her. You are there to be a blessing to her. It is a heartfelt dedication to her well-being. And that's where the words "even us" enter the picture. You see, even us, katos in Greek, to the extent of, in proportion to the degree that, corresponding to, fully or exactly, alin a standard, God's, Jesus Christ's love for His church. That's the standard. You don't listen to Papa Jack and draw your standard from there. You frequent the Word of God, and then you demonstrate it in your life and in your dealings with your wife. Alistair Begg once said, with human men, or while human men cannot match the degree of love Jesus displays, since His love is divine and infinite, they are to love in the same manner. Wala tayong excuse, mga kapatid. Wala tayong excuse. How did Christ love the church? Verse 25 again said, Christ gave Himself for her. True love is costly. Jesus did not only give what He had to the church, He gave Himself to the church. And then from there, He loved the church in spite of her deficiencies. That's what verses 26 to 27 suggest to us, you see. Your wife is a work in progress. In the same manner that we are a work in progress. God is not yet finished with us. Amen? Tao lang, di ba? Ang wife ko, in her mid-30s, my wife had to undergo a medical procedure. Most probably, mga kababayan, familiar with this. Total hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo-uporectomy. Taviso for short. Anong ibig sabihin nun? That means that it's the end of the world for me. That's what it means. Wala na siyang kapasidad in her mid-30s. And we are of the same age. And so it was, and sometimes it is, it still is, even today, a constant struggle. At pag dumadating yung mga panahon na yon, I had to remind myself over and over again of the covenant I have made to her and with her. Do you remember? Do you still remember? Husbands, do you still remember the covenant promise you have made to your wife? Most probably, it went like this. I promise today to love you, to comfort you, to honor and keep you for better or for worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and health, and forsaking all others. Be faithful only to you for as long as we both shall live. And brethren, I am a man of my word. Through God's grace and through God's enablement, ang hirap-hirap isipin that I would be unfaithful to someone who has always been there in good times and in bad times. Our relationship with our wives is more than physical. Much, much more than that. We have made a covenant with this God. I shall wrap this all up with another short video.